I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. I usually have my little sheet. The different topics.
Oh, is that with the printer?
But the printer doesn't have paper.
I tried to print that Joker like twice since I talked about it in Confessions. Yeah. Went over there, nothing. I'm just like, man, screw it. So I just go off my phone, the cool environmental way.
Yeah. I'm going to snitch for you. Don't even worry
Somebody
about it.
Somebody needs to write.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's cool, man.
No,
I'm done with it.
The snitching is going to be
strongly worded.
I need to
email.
Get y'all on board with not you. I need to get y'all on board with not using any paper, man, because I'm sick of just trying to deal with this paper.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, it's just me. And honestly, yeah. I would love to be like, yes, but I was literally just talking to Lopez
right
about how these notes in front of me are really helping me.
Yeah, I'm
sick of using this doggone printer, man. We in 2025.
We might be able to find a way to fix it.
Yeah. But it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. I know we got some listeners in D.C., so if you're listening right now, pay attention, because if you're maybe a landlord or you got some properties you rent out, some Airbnbs and all that type of stuff, I know a lot of people do that. Be on the lookout for a lady named Shadija Romero.
Okay.
And I'm calling her the professional home squatter.
Oh, wow.
And for those who don't know what a home squatter is, it's one of those people that kind of rent a home and refuse to pay rent. And they go through all the different ways to stay in there as long as they can. And as a landlord, you can't put them out.
Yeah.
You got to go through the legal stuff to just to try to get them out. And before you know it, they've been in there for about 18 months or something crazy.
Sheesh.
Yeah, nah, it's real crazy. And I would like to kind of, I guess, talk to somebody personally. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say Kim Davis, who covered the Texans.
She had one?
She kind of went through something similar like that.
Oh, wow.
So I might have to pick her brain on that.
Yeah.
But here's the situation in Washington, D.C., courtesy of ABC7 of the Home Squatter.
Another twist in a bizarre Airbnb battle. 7 News has exclusively told you about a homeowner in Northeast D.C. who says a squatter has taken over her short-term rental. But that alleged squatter claims she's a tenant with rights.
I found court records revealing that Romero stayed in multiple properties in and around D.C. rent-free for months while they went through the eviction process.
Court records show at your previous apartment, you were also getting evicted for not paying rent.
And so that wasn't for that place. It was for a previous place where something happened during COVID when everyone was not receiving payment. I'm a entrepreneur and I also have a nonprofit.
Court records show Shadija Romero faced eviction from 2 other D.C. properties before booking Roshane Douglas's Airbnb nearly a year ago. I reviewed the records with real estate attorney Rich Bianco.
Scrolling down the docket here, she knows what she's doing. So this isn't the first rodeo.
Yeah, so this is not the first rodeo for her. That's why I'm calling her the professional squatter.
I think you're right.
She sounded like a professional. She had all the ducks in a row.
Well, yeah, actually, nonprofit.
No, yeah. Nonprofit entrepreneur. Yeah, like, she know all the buzzwords.
And you know somebody know what they doing when they say, "Well, no, technically, I'm doing this." Yeah. So she's kind of doing that. Here's part two to this crazy story.
Court records show that in October 2021, she had a year lease at the Jameson at Dakota Apartments. Those owners also filed a suit against Romero. It shows she stayed months past the end of her lease and did not pay anything between May 2022 and January 2023. She also signed a legal agreement to pay the Jameson $35,000 in back rent, but she did not follow through with that agreement. She was officially evicted 8 months after she stopped paying.
I did not go to court for eviction for a Bonoma.
Oh, that feels like a technicality.
Yeah.
I didn't go to court. They handed me a paper, and I had to sign it, but I did not go to court.
I'm actually surprised she sat down with a reporter to talk about this.
Maybe it was one of those where they kind of cornered her, you know, one of those watchdog type, you know, reporters or whatever. I've always been amazed by this, how it is so easy to just cop the system, you know, to work the system and still be able to do that. It's your house. They're not paying rent. That's it. As far as I'm concerned, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very selfish though, because my thought was, man, I think that means I'm a good person, because I never thought of the idea of just
you
like.
You are. I mean, those are horrible people.
I hope so.
Yeah. I just can't look over my shoulder like that, man.
Right.
Just knowing I owe somebody. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't really like to borrow money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm like always thinking in the back of my mind, man, I got to pay Lopez back $1,000.
Yeah, about that. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn, Lopez.
Hey, if you got $1,000, I can borrow.
You don't care anymore.
I don't feel that bad. Yeah. I owe $1,000. That's cool.
All right, here's the last part to this whole crazy story about the professionals home squatter.
5 days after she was evicted from the Jameson, records show she moved into a Venoma. She paid 1 month's rent and owes them nearly $50,000. The property tried to evict her multiple times, but there was a fire, which I confirmed with DC Fire and EMS, started in her unit while she was there.
A Venoma is the one showing that you were in the process of being evicted for paying 1 month's rent when you were there for 13.
So no, that would not be accurate.
Again, court documents show Romero filed a motion to delay the eviction, this time citing the fire and saying insurance needed to see the damage in the unit. She booked the Airbnb as she was getting evicted from that property. I found multiple tenant and landlord cases against her in and around D.C. when she went by a different name at the time. In addition to that, I saw at least a dozen liens against her, as well as a case claiming that she paid for a down payment for a vehicle and made no other payments after that. Now, since these discoveries, Romero has said that she is not speaking to us anymore. Huh.
Sure. That makes sense.
That's the most honest answer she's had.
Yeah.
12 liens against her?
Yeah.
How is she not in jail?
Hey, I wouldn't pick her up and take her to the bus station. No. She might not get out my damn car.
Yeah.
I might have to go to court just to get her out my car.
I mean, I know there's these loopholes and there's these legal things you have to go through, but how is she not in jail?
Yeah, I feel like there's a history in the United States of like debtors' prisons and stuff, or maybe not in the United States. I guess that dates back to England.
Yeah.
Like debtors' prisons that we don't want to go to. But yeah, this is a very particular circumstance that
I guarantee you. I haven't checked the text line yet, but I guarantee you some people on there like, I get her out of my house.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. Everybody's just mad that she's doing it, which fair. I had not thought about the people that were like, oh, no. You're going to leave.
Yeah. And now some stuff that wasn't said in the story, because it's a whole big situation. You could probably look it up on TikTok, the whole timeline for it. But people did try to get her out their house at one point.
Yeah.
I think a lady cut the lights off, but this lady, Shadija, ended up putting the lights in their daughter's name.
Mm-hmm.
To keep the lights on.
Oh, that's a old school.
One time, I guess they changed the locks, and I guess the homeowner went with the police to change the locks, and then Shadija came back with the police to get the locks knocked off. It's just a whole bunch of back and forth type stuff. So she know exactly what she's doing.
Oh, she
and what works, what she can do, what she can't do.
You hit it on the head at the very start. She's a professional.
Yeah,
she knows. You know, this is what her. This is a career. I don't know what other money she makes to make these little down payments and stuff, but she's a professional. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, how would I do it? How would I just make her life so miserable that she would just leave? Like a flashing light, but then she would have control of that?
The problem is.
Noisemaker.
You know what this feels like to me? Yeah. This feels like who wins a fight. Where we think about it, it's, oh, that dude's bigger. No. Who wins a fight is about want to.
Yeah.
And you talk about getting her out of there. Buddy, I think she got more want to than you there.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, maybe somehow wire a horn, an air horn, and every 15 minutes all night long, air horn blows.
See, you got the I'm trying to get you to quit special going over there.
Yeah.
See, I got a whole different mindset because me growing up in the hood, the first thing I thought about was just have some goons over there just make her life miserable.
Yeah.
Yep, just hackle her a little bit, man. Mm-hmm. Just have some thugs just hanging around the house. Make her want to leave.
Yeah, you going to go to jail behind it, though?
Like I said, I ain't saying it's right, but my mindset, I'm like, all right.
First thing I thought was like a couple of air horns in the attic that she can't find, and they just go put them on a timer. They go off every 15 minutes all day long.
Just, I should have known Lopez would go to the prank route. Pranks not
yet. Just make her life miserable.
I respect it.
I just had some people hanging out on the porch.
Yeah.
Just drinking and just having a good time and all this other stuff.
What are you doing? We're squatting.
We cool. Like, is this your house?
Yeah.
Yep. This ain't your house. Hey, I'm hanging out here too then.
Yeah.
Y'all are
making the trap house.
It's people over here with some diabolical stuff. We got biological warfare. Build a house with roaches and ants and stuff. Burn the house down.
Put a hornet's nest in there or something.
Also, I realized I'm not a good person. I'm just lazy because I was just like, ooh, that sounds tiring. All of this that she's doing sounds like so much work.
Yeah. So be careful if you out there, man. If somebody got that name, man, don't even let her in, man.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 6:10 as I open my phone to see what's on the rundown.
I respect the petty.
It's all good. And salute to our engineer, Andy. He came in trying to say, hey, I think it's working okay. So I'm like, don't worry about it, man. I'm good, man. I'm just trying to save the environment at this point.
Yeah.
But, so did y'all know a world record was set in 2013? And still to this day, it has not been broken.
Mm.
And I'm going to play what the world record is.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
In one of the most unexpected world records ever, Sean Murray from Skibbereen, Ireland, holds the title for unclipping the most bras in a single minute. Back on the 26th of October 2013, he stunned Guinness officials by unhooking 91 bras in just 60 seconds.
What?
And he did it using only one hand. The record was set during a charity event, turning a quirky challenge into a global headline. To this day, no one has been able to top Murray's unusual but undeniably impressive feat.
This is so good. Many have tried.
Yeah.
Many have tried.
I put the link in the rundown, okay, just so you can see it. But
Wait,
I'm like, what made you come up with
that?
So
we can see it.
It's not anything.
I was about to say, should I open this on the work computer?
Nah, it's not anything like that.
All right, okay.
It's not anything like that. But I'm like,
you did talk about unhooking bras, right? Brasiers? Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, once you see it, you'll understand it.
Oh, they have like a shirt covering there.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, and this guy's a machine. Holy
I love that you see him like crack his knuckles before he starts. He's like, all right, I'm about to get to work.
Yeah.
He's hey, one woman didn't have the t-shirt. Hey, hey, I want to party with her.
All right. And this, you're married, sir.
I said party.
How did he come up with this?
Actually, you said one.
There's more now.
Yeah, that is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did he come?
Yeah, what made you say, hey, let's set a world record for this?
Well, it's not even the world record. It's a similar thought process with a lot of people that find out they have a really weird skill. Mm-hmm. Is what made you realize that you had this particular skill?
Middle school. High school.
Well, I hope that if he was doing this in middle school, yeah, somebody told the authorities.
I meant high school. I said middle school.
But well, even middle, more. Even high school, like you just run around snapping people's bras off. Apparently, hold on, brother.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We're going to have to talk to the principal.
Yeah. Hey,
man, it was the 80s. It was the
70s. Hey, he ain't taking no. Hey, when it's time to get busy.
Yeah. you better be ready.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, he unsnapped that bra before you even blink an eye.
That's right.
I wonder, does this skill translate to anything else? Or is it just bras? Does he open other things really quick?
We all have a particular skill. I'm guessing this is his.
It gotta be, man. I'm like, wait, what? And then nobody broke this record.
Have you ever gotten good at it?
And what?
Taking a bra off?
I think so.
I don't think I've ever gotten good at it.
I think I'm all right. Like, I think I'm decidedly average. I don't think that there's like
it got
a particular
easy. I'm not like that guy, but I did get to a point where I could do it with one hand. Just kind of.
Okay, shout out to Finn.
I've never been able to do it with one hand.
No. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, I'm struggling a little bit, but on a good day, I'm like, bloop, bloop.
Like, right. I'm on a good day.
Yeah. And ain't even nothing trying to be freaky or anything like that, but just sometimes the old lady, man, can you take my bra off? Yeah. And I just, bloop, bloop.
See, you got a skill. Shout out to you.
I can't do that. I mean, I'm 91
like,
of them.
I got to get like one arm up and one arm, and just try to like, you know, get a little screwdriver or something.
A screw? We're bringing in additional tools?
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. A little special salute. Remember when Sean Pendergast, Reggie don't remember this because he wasn't around, but remember when Sean Pendergast went to Amarillo, Texas to eat that big old steak.
I watched the live stream.
Yeah. So,
how many food challenges has Sean done?
The Big Texan, isn't that what it's called?
Yep, it's called the Big Texan. Yeah. Is in Amarillo, Texas.
Amarillo.
Yep, and
by morning.
Yep, and it's
shout out to George Strait.
Yeah, I was about to say, straight, ain't it?
Yep,
I feel like if you're a Texan, you got to know. Yeah, yeah. You got to know a little George Strait. I don't care what kind of music you like. You better know you some George Strait.
Yeah. So they have a challenge there. If you eat a 72-ounce steak with the size and all that other stuff, I guess the meal is free. I don't know if you win anything, but
they get you on the wall or whatever.
Yeah, you'd be on the wall of fame and all that stuff. And just Reggie likes some numbers. Sean's, I guess his numbers for how much steak he ate.
Okay.
He ate 52 ounces out of 72.
That's a strong showing. That's a strong
and
showing.
That's with the size. He also had the size, the salad, and all his other stuff. The shrimp cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as far as he got. Salute to a guy by the name of James Webb who ate 72 ounces in 7 minutes.
Nah.
There's no way.
It's video out there.
Really? My stomach hurts just hearing that.
In seven minutes.
And then I did a little digging on him, and he is a professional eater.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I seen a couple other things. He go around doing that type of stuff. But
that is still.
72 ounces in 7 minutes.
I remember watching, I watched the live stream some when Sean was doing it. It's massive.
It's
like, and that's not, and they give you bread too. That's where
he had to eat some bread too. But the funny thing is, when they first start off, they be all like, and then when you start getting full, they start leaning back a little bit.
Yep.
They put their hands on the table. You could tell they a little tired.
Yeah,
and I'm like, he ain't gonna make
He's done.
How tender was the steak? That's where my brain was.
No, they'll cook it how you want.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they'll cook it how you want.
Because I was like, is this going to melt in your mouth? But even then, 72 ounces of steak is crazy.
And the sides are it. Sides will kill you.
Yeah. I'm like, why you got to add the sides to it, man?
They know what they're doing.
But that brother ate that 72 ounces in 7 minutes.
That's
incredible. Insane. So salute to him.
And you are correct, Rob. You didn't know that Pendergast was short for Pendergastrointestinal. Yeah. That's gut of steel.
Hey, I'll be struggling with a damn 22 ounce.
Man,
that one, I'll be like, I'm tapping out of that one. I would never do that.
This was just a struggle mixtape. Struggling with steak, struggling with bras, and struggling getting these people out your house.
Hey, ain't no struggling with bras, this guy.
Fair enough.
Biggie's the master.
That's right. All right, here's the loop here on Sports Rail 610. That is the mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Rail 610. You can hit him up at the Figgy Fig on social media if you find something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of The Drive. And we'll give you some updates from practice that has gone on. I believe that they're about done there at NRG. We'll talk about it next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.